Well, sometimes we have conflicts with one another. We don't like it, but sometimes we need to make up. We need to be reconciled. We need to get back together. And we realize that oftentimes with reconciliation, there's the idea of forgiveness and those kind of things. We think of Ephesians 4:32, be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven us. Once again, you go back to the great truth of the Bible that God brings man to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. We're going to see it. In fact, I've asked you if you'd go ahead and open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, because you're going to find that that is the most important passage in the Bible dealing with reconciliation. And we'll see that. God has brought us to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. We look this morning, we're going to see reconciliation. So let's start, and you're at your sheet, the first sheet, and we're down where it says reconciliation, the story of the Bible, and that's the perfect God brings sinful man back to himself using his son, Christ. Well, we've got definition of reconciliation. And reconciliation, if you just want to define it, it means to bring together. It means to bring back into harmony. And see, what happened? See, all we, like sheep, have what? Gone astray, each one to our own way. Y'all know the verse, right? All we like sheep have gone astray, each one our own way, but the Lord had laid on him the iniquities of us all, Isaiah 53:6. So bottom line is we need to be reconciled. And I've got there, why do we need to be brought to God? Why? What's the answer? Because we've all sinned. Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I've got a question there for you. What exactly is sin? And we put down, sin is rebellion or defection from God's character or commands. So when the Bible says do this and we don't do that, that's sin. When the Bible says don't do that and we do it, that's sin. When we move away from the character of God, we are sinning or in rebellion or defection. You know, the Bible says that we've all sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. That's defection. The Bible also says we are dead in our trespasses and sins. That's rebellion. And so we sin in several ways, and we've talked about this before, but we sin by just not measuring up, but we also sin because we on purpose choose to do wrong. So that's what we talk about when we talk about sin. And so it's rebellion or defection. Now, what we want to do this morning, and it's not going to take very long. In fact, it may be a short lesson and that you can go to the grow groups early. But I want you to think about this and go to the top of the next page. We're going to look at the plan, okay? When we think about God's reconciliation, there's really two areas. There's God's plan and man's responsibility, okay? You see it? God's what? God's plan and man's responsibility. Sometimes we don't think about it. When we think about reconciliation, we say, yeah, reconciliation is God bringing us back to himself. It is. But there's a responsibility for us involved. Okay? And so we want to see this, God's plan and man's responsibility. So we want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18, 19, and 20. Now, the beginning about verse 17, even verse 16, all the way through verse 21, is this famous passage in the Bible on reconciliation. And so let's do this. Let's start with God's plan. Okay? Let's start with God's plan. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 through 21. Let's look at verse 18. Let me read the verse. And then I want you to see three things about God's plan from the verse. Look what he says. Now, all these things are from God, who, and you might pick this out as we read it, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What do you see in that passage? Do you see the story of the Bible? What's the story of the Bible? Perfect God brings sinful man back to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. Look what this verse says. All these things from God who reconciled us, brought us to himself through Christ. There's the story of the Bible. Now, let me give you, there are three things I want you to see under God's plan. First of all, that God did the reconciling. It is God who brings man to himself. It is God who does it all. When mankind sinned, what happened when Adam sinned? What did he do? He went immediately to God. Is that true? What did he do? He hid. God came looking for him. It is God who does the reconciling. All we come into this world, what? Like sheep have gone astray, each one our own way. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's not one who seeks after God. We're not going for God. We're not looking for God. God is what? Looking for us. God did the reconciling. The second thing is this, that the reconciliation is to God. God is bringing us to himself. He's not coming to us, in other words, he didn't move. Who moved? We did. We sinned and moved away. All we like sheep have gone astray. So number two there is that God, the reconciliation is to God. And then here's number three. And number three is this. The agency is Jesus Christ. In other words, the one that God uses to bring us to himself is Christ. So let me read the verse again. See if you pick this out. Now, all these things are from God, who God reconciled us to himself through Christ. There it is. That's the story of the Bible. And so God did the reconciliation. The reconciliation is to God, and the agency is Jesus Christ. So let's look at it. Let's look at it a little bit details. You've got some blanks. The first blank says God does the what? God does the reconciliation. God does the reconciling. And I put Ephesians 2:8-9, for it's by what? By grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. Who saves us? Who brings us to himself? God does, not us. We're not looking for God. Now, when you trusted Christ, you were going through life, and then sometime, all of a sudden, you probably started saying, you know, about God and maybe getting right with God or whatever, however people put it in your life at that time. And you may have gone to church, you may have somebody told you, and you understood for the first time how God loved you and sent his son, and you put your faith in Christ. You may have thought you were searching for God. You weren't. All we like sheep have gone astray, each one our own way, none righteous, no, not one. Not one seeks after God. You were going, and God sent the Holy Spirit to convict the... Who does the Holy Spirit convict? The whole world. He convicted you. The Holy Spirit convicts you. When the Holy Spirit convicted you, all of a sudden you begin to say, I don't measure up. I need a Savior. I'm not what I'm supposed to be. And God then does the reconciling. God is the one that brings us to himself. So God does the reconciling. The second point, the reconciliation is to God. It's us to him. Notice what the verse says. God who reconciles us to himself. God brings us to himself. We are the ones that moved. We're the ones like sheep have gone astray. We're the ones that do our own thing. If you read Romans chapter 1, what do you find about mankind? It says man rejects God and continues to move further and further away. And for us to be saved, it's got to be God bringing us to himself. So the reconciliation is to God. God doesn't come to us in the sense we come back to God because we're the ones that moved. And notice the third thing, the agency is Jesus Christ. The agency is Jesus Christ, John 14:6. Notice in verse 18 again, now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself. How? What does it say? Look at verse 18. Now all these things are from God who reconciles us to himself through Christ. The agency is Jesus Christ. God used his son, Jesus. That's why the Bible says there is no other name, Acts 4:12, there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we might be saved. That's why John 14:6 says, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Let me tell you why that's so important. We live in a world that says there's a lot of ways to God. I mean, just any way you want to think about, any way you want to come up with, you can figure out a way to get to God. That's up to you. You know, everybody's got their own. I've had people come up to me and say, everybody's got their own faith path. Well, I don't know what that means, except there's only one way to God. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. When he says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way that leads to life, he's not talking about narrow lifestyle. He's saying narrow because there's only one way, and that's who? Jesus Christ. Salvation is in a person, the person of Jesus Christ. So when we think about reconciliation, God does the reconciling, the reconciliation is back to God, and the agency is Jesus Christ. And that's what we see all the time. So when you hear reconciliation, you know the story of the Bible. Perfect God brings sinful man to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. God does the reconciling. The reconciling is back to God. And the agency is Jesus Christ. Now, the passage is not over because this is such an important truth that he wants to say it again in verse 19. He says it in a little different order, but he says the same three things. Look in verse 19. Look what he says. God does the reconciling. Namely, that God was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. Who does the reconciliation? God. God does it all. God does it all. Now, this time, he tells us the agency, and the agency is Christ. The agency is Christ. Look what he says. Namely, that God was in Christ. Literally, we'd say God was using Christ. God was using his son. It is God who so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us and to pay for our sins so that he could bring us back to God. So God was using his son. And the third thing, the idea there is this reconciliation is to God. Notice the final blank. God reconciles the world to himself. Notice verse 19. Namely, God was using Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Now, we could just stop and say, what is reconciliation? What is it? God bringing man back to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. Who does the reconciling? The reconciliation is to God, not to us. And the agency is Jesus Christ. That's the story of the Bible. That's reconciliation. That's Paul saying, listen, I want you to understand, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. All these new things have come. All this old stuff has passed away. God has brought us to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. Namely, God was using Jesus to bring us to himself through Christ. Very powerful truths. You don't want to forget it, because it's not the work of reconciliation and salvation is not of you at all. It's all of God. God loves us. God brings us to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, this verse, verse 19, gives us something special. Look what it says. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. What does it say? Not counting their trespasses against them. So notice something special, not counting what? Not counting our sins, not counting our trespasses. How could he do that? How could God, let me ask you this question. Can God overlook sin? No. Did God overlook our sin? How is it possible that God didn't count our sins against us then? What? He put them on Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, 1 Peter 2:24, he bore in his body our sins when he was on the cross. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray, each one our own way, but the Lord hath laid on him our iniquities. So God didn't say, oh, they're such sweet people, I'm just going to overlook their sin. He didn't say that. He said, the wages of sin is, so I'm going to take the sins of mankind and I'm going to put them on Jesus Christ. I'm not going to count their trespasses against them. I'm going to put them on Christ, and he's going to do what? He's going to die for us. It's incredible. So where are our sins? They're on Jesus Christ. When you stand, when a person stands before God at what's called the Great White Throne Judgment, and their names are not found written in the book of life, is the issue their sins? No. Why? What? They're paid for. Every sin of every human being has already been paid for. You understand that? When a person comes to Christ now, the issue is not their sins. The issue is faith. Do they believe in Jesus Christ and they have eternal life? It doesn't matter if they say, oh, I'm going to clean up my act. I'm going to stop doing this sin. I'm going to try to not do this sin. The issue isn't sin, because God has already paid for the sins of every human being through Jesus Christ. The issue isn't sin. The issue is faith. He doesn't say, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever has their sins paid for will not perish but have eternal life. Everybody has their sins paid for. He says, whosoever what? Believes. It's always faith. Always faith. So now, what about man's responsibility? In the time we have left, what about our responsibility in this passage? Because all of us in this room, we would say, hey, we know the story of the Bible. God brings man to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. God does the reconciling. The reconciliation is back to God, and the agency is Jesus Christ, and Jesus died for us and paid for sins. When we trust in him, there's the whole reconciliation. We got it. What's our responsibility? I want you to notice that in verse 18 and verse 19, he says something. Look what he says. Verse 18. Now, all these things are from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us what? The ministry of reconciliation. Now, look at verse 19. And he has committed to, at the very end of verse 19, he has committed to us the what? The word of reconciliation. Listen, the ministry of reconciliation and the word of reconciliation is we have a message that we take. Our ministry is to take the message of reconciliation into this world. We get to go tell people that God loves us, that He's died on the that Jesus, that He sent His Son Jesus, who is the agency. He died for us, paid for sin, and rose again. And if we will do what? If we what? Believe in Him, we'll never perish but have eternal life. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We get to tell people how they can be reconciled to God. We have the word of reconciliation, which actually means the message. We have a message of reconciliation. So look at the end results here. Therefore we're what? We have this message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Who do we represent? Stillwater Bible Church. No, we don't. We don't represent this church. We represent who? Jesus Christ. That's exactly right. Now, we want people to come to the church. We love to be together. This is our church. This is where the local body. But this is not who we represent. When we go into a fallen world, we're not representing Stillwater Bible Church. We're representing Jesus Christ. Now, we can tell people, hey, come to our church, but we're representing Christ. We're ambassadors for... Notice he didn't say, you're ambassadors for your local church. He said, you're ambassadors for Christ. That's who we represent. We are ambassadors for Christ as though, notice the verse, therefore we're ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. Who's talking through us? It's like God was saying, I'm using you to tell everybody about Jesus Christ. So at the very end, and I don't have a slide for this, but just fill in the blanks there. It says, God reconciled the what? World to Himself using His Son, Jesus Christ. God reconciled the world to Himself using His Son, Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you, every one of us in this room, we have a ministry. I always say to people, are you in, what ministry you're in? Or people come up and say, oh, I don't have a ministry, or I'm not in ministry, or you're in full-time ministry, JB, but I'm not in ministry. Every believer's in what? In ministry. What's your ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. You have a message of reconciliation. We call it the gospel. We call it the good news message. How God so loved the world, He gave His Son. He died and rose again. Whoever believes in Him has eternal life. God reconciles the world to Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's our message. May we rejoice and proclaim God's plan of reconciliation to our community and to our world.